This is a phase one hearing for Ms. Nicole Pequeno, ABC number 303234. This is a phase one hearing, and according to information that's been provided to the board, she is have a sentence of 4.5 years, and she's requesting a reduction of 18 months. Her CSED date is listed as July 12, 2020, and her ERC date is listed as November 29, 2019. And if she was granted her request, she would have already been out as of May the 31st, 2018. Based on information that I've gleaned and looking at her situation, she is currently serving a sentence of aggravated DUI. And this sentence was, this incident took place on January 22nd, 2016, when she was pulled over by the Phoenix Police Department for driving under the influence on 50 SR 51 and factors, and she was also driving on a suspended license. She indicated that she was a little frustrated. She had had a number of challenges recently, and as a result of that, she was drinking, and that she had gone out and she had bought a small bottle of vodka, and she began drinking it, and she had about 20% of it left in that bottle when the police officer stopped her. She had been drinking for a few weeks earlier, and she knew that she should not have, because she was driving on a suspended license and she was on parole. She indicated that she did not have enough time to really understand what was going on with the police department, and that's one reason she felt that her sentence was excessive. And she felt that her attorney just had her to sign a statement, and she did not understand what she had signed. She felt that she's made some progress while being in incarcerated. She's received her GED, as well as she has had some drug education while she was incarcerated. I would also point out the fact that she had a long criminal record. In fact, she had 8 pages, if we really go back and look at all of it. And it included such things as child, adult abuse, drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence, so forth and so on. She had a discipline. Her discipline would have been on July 15, 2016, for disobeying a verbal, which was a minor. As I indicated earlier, the incident itself took place on January 22, 2016, when she was driving reckless on the expressway, and several motorists had called the police to report that she almost ran into them, and they saw her on the cell phone, and they noted that she was crying, and that when the police officer stopped her, they observed a moderate odor of alcohol. She denied initially that she had been drinking, but when they did the field test, it turned out to be 0.178% blood alcohol, and she also had the vodka bottle, and it was about 20% full when she was stopped. The probation officer said that she did not comply with probation, and as a result of that, she did get a plea deal that took place on May 7, 2016, and she, as I indicated, that her sentence was for 4.6 years and 4.5 years. And believe it or not, the presumptive sentence was 4.5 years. The minimum would have been 6 years, 3 years, the maximum would have been 6 years. And due to the fact that she received exactly the presumptive 4.5, I do not feel that her sentence was excessive, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might feel otherwise or who might want to add something to this hearing. Hearing nothing, therefore I'm going to move not to pass her to phase two, not to pass to phase two. And that is my motion by C.T. Wright.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. And this will end the hearing. Ms. McCall, 3-0, 3-2, 3-4, and our hearing is over. Thank you so very, very much.